You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we hear a gospel which is not a long one, seven verses. And it's one that sort of sticks in our mind. It's a healing that the Lord did on the Sabbath day. And this was a healing that's very important for us. It was important for that woman. She had been bent over to such an extent for 18 years that she couldn't walk like a human. She walked like an animal on all fours. And this was such a burden and so difficult. Yet she, in her great difficulty, was able to make it to the temple. She went, she performed according to the Mosaic law what she was to do, and she did her best to be a good believer. Nonetheless, it seems that her ailment did have to do with her sins. And sometimes these are connected. When the soul is healthy, usually the body is healthy. And when the body is healthy, usually the soul is healthy. These kind of things have a positive effect one on another. The Lord healed her, and whatever demon was possessing her came out of her, and she was able to stand after 18 years. And the fathers of the church say that the reason she was bent over towards the earth is because somehow, maybe in her youth, her mind was inclined to earthly things, to carnal things. She put away spiritual things and pursued carnal things, earthly things. And to me, this is a very important message for us. This is an important message about what it is that we do with the life that the Lord has given us. Every day, every minute, every second is precious. And the Lord gives it to us, not that we can throw it away or waste it, but so that we can use it for good, for our good, and for the good of those around us. To be a good example, to be a Christian, to live a life according to our faith. But the demon came out of the woman, and it didn't just sit around. It immediately got right back to work. Where? With the ruler of the synagogue. He began to berate Christ. He said, "What are you doing here? Healing on the Sabbath day. You know, the Sabbath day is for rest." And the Lord was ready with a very wise answer. "Don't you bring your animals to water on the Sabbath day? And you want to deprive this woman who after 18 years has suffered from her healing?" And of course here the Lord is teaching us what it is that he gave the Sabbath for, or preparing us, preparing those people for what the Sabbath really is. And what is it? It's that day when the Lord rested. It's that Holy Saturday, right before his resurrection. And this is why God gave the Sabbath to the Jews, so that they would begin to understand. But they began to become very legalistic about it. Well, and there were a lot of other problems. Then the Lord came to try to fix those problems. So brothers and sisters, today, gospel is short, sermon can be short, not really that short, but it can be short. And I think it's important for us to really reflect and think about what it is that we are being given here. Because it's not like the Holy Father said, "Yeah, there's going to be a snowstorm. Just give him seven verses. That's going to be fine." No. This is a full gospel. This is the whole teaching. We need this today. And I think, brothers and sisters, we have to challenge ourselves in two ways. And I would commend you to them. One, to check ourselves and see, here is this woman who had this infirmity because she was inclined so much to earthly and carnal things. Where are we in that regard? Are we good? If we all think we're good, then probably about 90% of us are totally fooled. We need to struggle in this regard, brothers and sisters. We are surrounded by a world which is very focused on carnal things, but in all meanings of that term. And we ourselves need to be careful not to take on the values of those who are around us, lock, stock, and barrel, blindly. Right? As we often talk about with the young people, we need to have a filter. We need to have an orthodox filter that allows in things into our spiritual lives that are appropriate from what's around us, but keeps out those things that are inappropriate. So maybe today is a good day to ask the Lord to help us as we struggle to build that filter. And brothers and sisters, let's also look at hypocrisy. Because the Lord pointed out the great hypocrisy of the leader of the synagogue, that he was demanding that no good things take place, such as healings, yet he was willing to take his animals to water on that day, on the Sabbath day. It's hypocrisy. And one of the fathers that I read as we prepared for this sermon noted that this is a sin that God hates among most of all, that we will judge and condemn others for the things that we do. Maybe we do them secretly and nobody knows, but the Lord knows. And so it's very important for us, brothers and sisters, to be strict with ourselves in this regard too. Remember that as we leave this life, we answer for the life that we have lived. And the last question that we are asked, according to some of the fathers, before we enter into the heavenly kingdom is, were you merciful? Were you merciful? We can be at the very gates and be blocked if we refuse to be merciful, if we are hypocrites, if we are condemners, if we are those who believe ourselves to be so much better than others, that we will not even show mercy as our Lord showed mercy. So, brothers and sisters, today we have a few things to think about, and that's good. We want to send you with a few things to think about. We want to send you home with a few things to contemplate, with a few things to pray about. Let's think a little bit about where we are regarding hypocrisy. Let's see, think a little bit about where we are regarding inclination to earthly carnal things. And if we see that we're not in a good place, let us repent. And let us ask the Lord to help us. And let us make a new beginning. Let us redouble our struggle in this Lenten period as we prepare ourselves for the incarnation of the Lord. And if we can do that, if we can reflect on these things, if we can decide with a firm intention that we will struggle against these things with the Lord's help, then today, brothers and sisters, is a day just like the day that the woman experienced in today's gospel. After 18 years, she was freed from her infirmity. Let's not wait 18 years, or 18 months, or 18 minutes. Let's decide that we are going to struggle against hypocrisy, that we are going to struggle against carnal inclination. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, with the Lord's help, we can have great hope that we will be victorious over these thoughts. May the Lord grant this to all of us.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.